There are three verses in John 6 that I have often pondered on. And they're not actually strictly in logical order, but you will see the logic. We're going to read verses 44 and 45, and then verse 37. Verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. What drew me to these verses, once I'd read them, I hadn't read the whole Bible when I became a believer at the age of 16, but I was reading rapidly through both Testaments, and I did, of course, come fairly soon to John 6. Now, as we turn to verse 44, we'll do those three verses in order. The thing that mystified me was, why did I seem to find it so easy to respond to the Lord, and all my friends at school didn't? And all my mates couldn't see it. And yet to me it was as plain as a pike staff. Now, I'd not been brought up to go to church. I think I'd been twice before I was 16. If it was three times, that would be the absolute limit. And I began to go to church because I sat next to a friend at school who said to me, well, we often do things Monday to Saturday together. Won't you do what I do on a Sunday? And he went to church at Rainers Lane Baptist. He afterwards became a minister and a missionary in Chile and a principal of the, I don't know what it was called, but the Chile Academy for the Gospel. Then he came back and became the pastor at Lewis before he was taken to the Lord, to be with the Lord with cancer. And because of his friendship, I went with him to church. And I can't remember, but I didn't like it. And I don't remember to this day whether it was because the natural man doesn't like the things of God, or whether because it was just plain dull. I don't really know. But they had what they called in those days a pulpit exchange. And the man from the big church in Harrow made an exchange with the pastor from Rainers Lane. And when he came, I instantly knew, from the Lord I suppose, but I felt drawn to him, and that I could really learn something from him. And I suppose without acknowledging it to myself, I thought perhaps I would be prepared to learn something from him. And I went to that church, and as you know, within about 6 weeks of gospel services there, I was converted. And it was at that stage that I began to wonder, how had I been converted? Why did not other people come when my friend invited them? Why didn't others come when I invited them? And even if they had come, do you know, there were lots of boys in that church who I would never have known they were Christians till I went to the church and saw them there, but they didn't act like Christians. And to the day when I left and lost touch with them, none of them were Christians. They were of Christian parents and went regularly to the church. So I couldn't really fathom out why it was that I was able to respond to the gospel, and for some reason they didn't, wouldn't, whatever. And these words, of course, began to give me the clue. No man can come to me, that's Jesus, except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Now, I understood about drawing that it was like magnetism. Because in magnetism, similar things repel each other and opposites are drawn to one another. And I began to think, what is this wonderful drawing power, magnetism, that draws a person to the Saviour? It clearly, according to the scriptures, comes from the Father. And because he loves his Son and has vested all salvation in his Son, then he directs everybody towards the Lord Jesus. Now, there is a bit of a mystery here, because I was always taught in church that it is the work of the Holy Spirit to convict, that it is the word of the Holy Spirit to draw people to the Lord Jesus. And I think, but of course it's only my opinion, that John 7:36 gives us the answer. It's not 7:36 anyway. Never mind. But it's the answer in which the Lord Jesus makes the comment that the Holy Spirit was not yet given. 39, is it? Verse 39. Thank you. Chapter 7 and verse 39. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, I think that as far as the work of the different persons of the Trinity are concerned, that the Holy Spirit was given to the Lord Jesus to give, to pour out upon his church, because he went through Calvary, successfully, if you like, went through Calvary and made atonement for the sins of all his people. And he brought gifts for men, believing men. And those gifts came by the Holy Spirit. But at the time when this is being read, it was the Father who did that work. The Spirit was not yet given. So my feeling is that this drawing power to the Lord Jesus is something that in those days it was the Father's ministry to do, and after the Holy Spirit was given, it was the Holy Spirit's ministry to do. All from the same God, all from the same giftings, all the same result, but the Father drew people. Now this drawing is wonderful. We know anything about love. We know that love comes mysteriously, and love draws us to people. We know not how, except that it's there and it's very real. Now, without that drawing power, it would appear here, wouldn't it, that there's no way of coming to the Lord Jesus. No man can come to me. So I began to have the first seeds of the Reformed faith drawn, sown in my heart by this verse. No man can come except the Father draw him. So if a person wants to come to the Lord Jesus, it can only be because the Father hath put it into his mind. And if a person wants to come to the Lord Jesus, he should come. Because he couldn't even want to if the Father hadn't put it in his mind. So on the authority of Jesus himself, no man can come to him except the Father which has sent Jesus draw him. And then he says here what he says a number of times in this chapter, and I will raise him up at the last day. So not only is the salvation of the soul being talked about, but also the resurrection of the body. And not only the resurrection of the body, but the resurrection of Jesus' body. And not only those things, but while I at that time was only 16, Jesus was talking about things that were then, still future. The last day, the day of judgment, the day when it counts, the Lord Jesus will somehow take responsibility for his own. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then the Lord Jesus quotes from the prophets. He quotes particularly from Isaiah 54 and verse 13. That reads, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord." So he quotes, "It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God." And he preaches that no man can come to me. What they are taught is to come to the Lord Jesus. They shall all be taught by God. First person of the Trinity, third person of the Trinity, whichever, and brought to the second person of the Trinity. They shall be all taught of God. So no one can actually respond to the gospel preaching. No one can actually come unless it's the Father or the Holy Spirit who is actually instructing them, teaching them, dealing with their minds, giving them the instruction they need from the scripture. And Jesus draws the conclusion with a therefore. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And I couldn't really believe my ears, if you can imagine, in those early days. All the Jews were monotheistic. They believed in one God, but they were dreadful enemies to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every Muslim is monotheistic, but is very much opposed to the Lord Jesus, at least to his Godhead. And here is Jesus saying that everyone who's actually learned genuinely, who's actually been taught of God, and not only taught, but has learned. You see the advance that Jesus made. The prophet says they shall all be taught of God, and every man therefore that hath heard and has learned, not everybody will learn, from the Father comes to Jesus. Now, all the people who are Muslims, all the people who are Jews, would not come to Jesus. But they claim to be taught of God. And Jesus says, it can't be right. you can imagine how jaw-dropping that was to me as a 16-year-old coming to terms with these things. I was learning the supremacy of the Lord Jesus Christ without realizing. I was learning that he is one of the three persons of the Trinity who created the world and who visited the world beforehand in Old Testament days. I was learning that he is the one that the Father infallibly draws men to, people to, if they are to be saved. Wherever they are, whatever culture, whatever time of history, whatever they've believed before, when he teaches them, their thoughts turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. If that is missing from the gospel as an element of the preaching, then it's invalid. Everyone, therefore, who has heard and learned of the Father, cometh unto me. But there is no one that cometh to Jesus, because he says, they shall all be taught of God. No one learns to come to the Lord Jesus. No one comes some other way. They shall all be taught of God. Every man that hath heard and hath learned from the Father cometh unto me. And therefore we can go back to verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He's just said, every man therefore that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh to him. And now he says that these who learn from the Father, they are to be given to the Lord Jesus. Indeed, we know that they were given to the Lord Jesus before the world was, that it was an agreement to save his elect, that the Lord Jesus came. And here the Lord, the Saviour is saying that all those whom the Father teaches, all those whom the Father teaches to come to him, all those whom the Father has actually genuinely taught, he gives in their mind the desire to come to the Lord Jesus. They shall come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, if a person is beginning to think that what they hear about the Lord Jesus in the Bible is good and right, they need a saviour and know they need a saviour, none of these things would interest them were it not that the Father were already working in their hearts. But that isn't the whole story of being saved, because you can be taught and not learn. But all those who learn that they are given to the Saviour, and that those who come to the Lord Jesus, spoken of individually, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So that if we ask ourselves, right, I want to come to Jesus, I believe certain things, and I understand from here that the Father is teaching me, there is nothing to prevent me coming. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Spirit and the Bride, Revelation 22, say, come. And all those who are truly taught by the Father to come to the Lord Jesus actually do come. And they need have no trepidation and no fear, because all who come to the Saviour, he will on no account, no wise, as the AV says, he will on no account cast out. There are no circumstances in which somebody desires to be saved and comes to the Saviour at the prompting of God, Father, Holy Spirit, who would be turned away. Jesus will not put a barrier up Once it's gone from your mind, under the teaching of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, I didn't know about the other youngsters in school and the others that I met where their blockage was. I knew that I had come to the Lord Jesus and that I had not been cast out. There were many reasons in my own mind why I should have been cast out, why I oughtn't to have come into the presence of the Lord. Number one reason was that I was illegitimate and shouldn't have been alive at all by my own understanding. Number two reason was that I was a great sinner, and for all I knew, I had committed a sin that couldn't be forgiven. For all I knew, I didn't know as much as I know now. But I had discovered in coming that I was welcomed. I discovered that in coming to the Saviour, I was not turned away. Nothing was said about my credentials by nature. Only my credentials of being taught by the Father. I was welcomed. So where was the blockage in my friends' minds? Was the blockage, it would all mean the same thing, that they weren't elect, of course. But was the blockage that God began to teach them and they didn't want to hear? Was the blockage that they didn't choose to hear? Was the blockage that they heard but didn't learn and understand what they heard? Was the blockage that they didn't come? Now, the inevitable teaching is that once that process has begun in those who are truly of the Father, nothing can stop that process. That the Lord Jesus has power over all flesh. That all who come to him must come and will come from any circumstance in which they find themselves. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. I had this impish thing. I was thinking of applying at that time when I was 16 to university. And I was thinking that I might like to apply to one or two colleges in Oxford and King's London and one or two others. And then when I read this, I fell to thinking, well, we all are a lot. All my masters at school wore their academic hoods. So you knew which one went to the Irish University, which one went to Oxford, which one went to Cambridge, which one went to the cheaper universities, as we thought, as youngsters. And so there was a rivalry about who taught them. And of course it doesn't matter altogether about who teaches you, you have to do the learning yourself. But in the things of the Lord, there is no rivalry. Everyone is taught by the Saviour, by the Father, to come to the Saviour. There is no difference. Wherever you come from, you've all been taught by the same God to come to the same Saviour. They shall be all taught of God. And I found that a wonderful thing. There were other wonderful things that I thought about. I thought that it was a most wonderful privilege to be taught of God. Some teachers at school I valued, some I didn't. There are teachers this day that I still admire because of what they imparted to me, information that I didn't have at my disposal. But none of it compared with the Father himself, the Spirit himself, teaching me in my heart and others, but teaching me about the Lord in the Scriptures. Nothing came anywhere near to that. Of course, I learned to love Psalm 119, verses 99 and 100, about being greater than those who've gone before us, because we love the Bible and so on. But every man that has heard and has learned genuinely of the Father comes to Jesus, and Jesus will not cast them out. Once that process has begun, there is no reason to balk. There is no reason to hold back. There is no reason to refuse it. But there is this impelling, this attraction that makes the whole process so wonderful. At least, I found it so. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Wonderful to be taught, wonderful to be given. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So fundamental was that in my thinking as a new Christian, that I knew I would never, ever be lost. If he says that whoever comes to him he will not cast out, there is no way he is going to let go, even if I let go. No way is there going to be any dismissal. No way is there going to be any being thrown out. No way is he going to reject those who come to him. And I knew that from those earliest days. These are wonderful texts. And it's wonderful to be drawn in love by the Father and the Spirit to the Saviour. And another thing it taught me. It taught me the preeminence of the Saviour. I don't like to hear a gospel that always mentions God but never mentions Jesus. There is such a thing. Because all salvation is by him. It is the Father's will that it should be by him. And to always talk about God and to have no real interest in Jesus indicates at the very minimum that the teaching is not complete. Perhaps that it's never happened. This is a glorious gospel. May we all, in response to the Father's impulse, come to the Saviour and know that we shall never be cast out. Amen.